Well, Mickey, first of all, I suppose, I don't know whether to conjure for a glitch or not, but obviously a point victory in the end.
Yes, Tom, and look, we were just looking for a rebound from last week. We were well below par and we weren't happy with the way we played. And look, we just always needed to pick things up today, and we did, and we just wanted a bit of intensity in it. And whatever the result came, we'd run with it. So at half time, we put ourselves in a position to play with the breeze, and looked like we could go on and win the game. We decided that we another game against Wicklow would do us no harm, and maybe get a look at and get a bit of experience in some of the younger boys, and keep the injured boys rested and get them fixed up for 3 weeks' time, you know.
Yeah, we'll talk about the injured boys in a minute, but 1-9 to 1-8 up at half time, after they had a good spell and got a goal and a couple of points, actually they went up 3 or 4 points up at one stage.
Yeah, they went 4 up, and look, it looked like they were starting to turn the screw a bit. Look, but that's the wee test we wanted this week, to see when we're put in that position again, can they turn it around? And they did, and there was some good performances there today, Tom. And you know, for a game that some people said that neither team wanted to win, there was a lot of intensity in it. And I was just chatting to Mickey McShane there, and he told me, look, they were going out to win the game surely, and look, if they'll not be too bothered they didn't at the same time, but no, they were going out to win the game. And you have to, Tom, it's not a great way to go into changing them and tell boys to go out and thing me, but once the ball's through in, your competitive side comes out, and the same on the pitch, the players. So it's just good to get a good bounce out of them, and some young boys on there, like Kieran Bradley, debut start today, you know, and Sean Ward come on there and done a good shift. And at the same
time, Lachlan, brilliant.
Jack O'Loughlin had a very good game, Tom, and he'd won three points, and Brian McIntyre won two from midfield. So that's a place we were struggling last week around the middle of the field, and look, putting on a good shift today. And you just have to remember the likes of wee Rory and Liam and them, they're only 18, 19 years of age, you know, and Oisin Marley come in there at 19. We're in a building process, and sometimes you forget that. You just expect a lot of these boys, but then when you break it all down, they're only young lads, you know.
Sean Ward came on for Jared Gilmore. Did Jared pick up a knock?
Jared got a knock in through the helmet, Tom. The stick going on through the helmet, and I'm not sure exactly what happened. We'll have to take a look at the video, but I think it's a serious enough injury. You know, he's getting a scan at the minute, and possibly might end up going to Sligo. So hopefully, Jared, everything goes well for him on behalf of us. You know, the panel here, we're just a bit worried about it at the minute, and I didn't get a look at it myself, but it doesn't sound too nice. It sounds nasty enough, Tom, you know.
Yeah, and tell me, the second half then obviously was nip and tuck, obviously, again. And, you know, Rory and Oisin Marley came up with the late goods.
Yes, they did. And Oisin come on, had 2 points, and Sean Ward had a point coming off the bench. And that's always a positive, that you know you can bring men on and make a difference, and they did today. And look, Tom, I think we missed a lot of chances from frees alone, you know. Yeah. We probably could have been 3 or 4 points to the better, you know. Yeah. And it's an area we need to improve on. We were just talking about that. But there was nothing on it right down to the end, you know. That even that last ruck there, if a free was given to Roan, it would have been a point given to them, and a draw would have put them through, you know. So we'll take it, Tom, move on. Yeah, we'll just make the most out of it.
We mentioned the injuries. Obviously, Danny Cullen didn't play today, didn't play last week. Declan Coulter the same. Stephen Gillespie, I hope he's not injured. I think he's probably waiting to anyone.
Hopefully he doesn't come back injured, Tom. I think he's back midweek, so he'd be a good strengthener for the defence too, to come back. Declan, Danny, all making good process. I think come the first round of Nicky Record, we should have a full ball to pick from, you know, considering we get through next week. Okay.
Yeah. Well, will you have them for next week?
No. Definitely not. It'll be more or less the same panel as the day for next week, and we'll not be risking nobody, Tom, you know.
Yeah. You'll draw encouragement maybe from Sligo. I think when we last heard, they were beating Wicklow.
Yeah. Well, it depends what team Wicklow put out. They're in the semi final already, you know. So and they had the head-to-head over both of us, so they were going to finish second anyway. So I'll just have to get a look at the personnel they've out. I have a feeling that they're probably a weakened team out, you know.